Talent and Innovation.
Hi, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. There will be a Democratic primary election in March of 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or you don't know yet?
We'll vote.
Thank you. First, please answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. Debbie Gonzalez.
No opinion.
No opinion, thank you. Greg Cazor.
No opinion.
Thank you. Ruben Bezerra.
No opinion.
Thank you. Kibo Pastrano.
No opinion.
Thank you. Beto O'Rourke.
Beto O'Rourke?
Yes, Beto. Yep.
Favorable. Very favorable.
Very? Okay, thank you. Roland Gutierrez.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. President Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Thank you. And Aaron Zwiener.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Next. In a Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, will you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Colin Allred.
Thank you. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Aaron Zwiener or Kibo Pastrano, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
The first one.
Aaron?
Aaron.
Thank you. Here is some more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. Kibo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos, and as the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Kibo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increased school funding and teachers' pay, ensure LGBTQ rights get funded to end gridlock on IH-35, and increase the minimum wage. Aaron Zwiener is in her third term as State House member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means she is effective both at stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Aaron is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist. By training, Aaron works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development, and she funded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on all of this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today, Aaron or Kibo?
Aaron.
Thank you. Next, rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in the Democratic primary elections for state representative. Use a 5, 1 to 5 scale, with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all. Strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts. 1 to 5.
3.
Okay, thank you. Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes.
4.
4, thank you. Voting rights and protecting democracy.
5.
Thank you. Gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
5.
Thank you. Fighting against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
Not exactly sure how. I guess 5.
5, okay, thank you. Climate change and protecting the environment.
5.
Thank you. Restoring abortion rights.
5.
Thank you. Vouchers, stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayers' dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
5.
Thank you. Growth, development, and traffic congestion.
5.
Thank you so much. When it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One whose profile religious beliefs leads them to support some of Texas restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives, or one who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures?
The last one.
Thank you. Next, here's a few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer if each will cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or will not make a difference to you. The candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials reflecting criticism. They are not in touch with Hays County. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it makes no difference to you.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. The candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her. I'm sorry.
Groped her.
Yes, groped her.
What were the options?
Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it makes no difference to you.
Probably vote against.
Probably. Okay, thank you. As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter, and argue in court that the rape was the girl's fault.
Definitely will not vote for.
Okay. While the candidate lives in Hays County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have strong, deep roots here.
Does not make any difference.
Thank you. The candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes.
Probably will not vote for.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Just so you know, we're almost done now. Lastly, some statements about the record of State Representative Aaron, tell me if I'm pronouncing this correctly, The last name is Z-W-I-E-N-E-R. Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron Zwinger. Yeah, that's the reason why I didn't understand who you were saying, because I voted for her the last time.
Oh, okay. I apologize for not pronouncing her last name correctly. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. How you pronounce it once again, please?
Aaron Zwinger? Is that her name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aaron Zwinger, yeah. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Aaron has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republican extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restrictions against out-of-the-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans. Do you think this is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Aaron has a record delivering for Hays County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Very important.
Very positive. Okay, thank
positive,
you.
Yeah.
After listening to grieving local parents to the lost children to drug overdoses, Aaron passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools.
Very positive.
Thank you. Aaron is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights.
Very important.
Thank you. Representative Aaron successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that will have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
Very, very, very important.
Thank you. Aaron is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
Important.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Aaron leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space.
Very important.
Thank you so much. After hearing all of this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House will you vote for if you had to choose today? Aaron or Kibo?
Aaron.
Thank you. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40, 254, 55, 264, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic or Latino heritage?
No.
No, thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
No.
No, thank you. What is the last grade that you completed in school?
Some master's degree.
Okay,
so
thank you. Thank you. How long have you lived in Hays County?
24 years.
0 to 10, 24 years. Thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your patience and for your help. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.